This is Bagari Black. When it comes to hip hop, I'm straight up bourgeois. That's why I listen to The Digest, because they got hip hop snobbery down to a science. If you're looking for some real hip hop discussions, they got you. If you're looking for some dope underground hip hop tracks every week, they got you. If you're looking for some anti-intellectual commercial rap trash, nigga, you need your ass beat. So turn off that bullshit radio, tune into the Hip Hop Digest show, and turn up the volume. You are now tuned in to E Color, Kurt G, and...
It's okay for us to live in the dirt, in the gutter, in less than human conditions, but it's not okay for us to tell people that we're living in these conditions. Everything was cool, you know, the ghetto was okay, it was habitable until we started talking about exactly what were the repercussions of living this type of lifestyle, what happens when you live in this kind of environment, what type of person it changes you into. Now all of a sudden it's like you can't talk about that, 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 talk about that.
Welcome to the Hip Hop Digest Show with your man, DJ King Killer.
Don't forget about your boy, Kurt G.
And of course, it's E Green, but it's E Great today because I'm off that Merlot B.
That's what's up. Stay on that grape, son.
Yes, sir. Grape bait, grape bait.
All right, no doubt. Without further ado, we're going to get into the show then.
Let's do it.
Will Smith says racism is rare.
Wilford.
And discusses how actors can improve race relations. The copy says, as protests to bring awareness to police brutality against African Americans continue around the country, many people call for reforms to the criminal justice system that are unfairly targeting people of color.
You said the copy, not the cop, right?
Yeah, well, the criminal justice, yeah, the copy as in where I got this from.
Okay, I wanted to make sure that's what you said.
Okay, your boy, rapper, actor Will Smith told The Hollywood Reporter, racism is not a major problem.
Will bugging.
Yeah, Will is living up too high on that perch for too long.
You know, and I always said, yo, it's always so easy for millionaire niggas to talk that shit. You know what I mean? Will, I mean,
Yeah, you can be, it's easy to be a conservative when you're a super millionaire.
Yeah.
Well, you got to also remember that, Will Smith is almost as white as Tiger Woods.
Yeah, he is off that. There's no question about that. But it's funny, now Will Smith supporters will say, oh, there you go again. An African-American guy thinking different than other African-Americans is all of a sudden he's an Uncle Tom.
Well, shit, I guess.
I didn't say that.
We Uncle Toms, too, but we think differently than a lot of African-Americans.
Right. But I'm not saying that Will Smith is an Uncle Tom. I'm saying he's delusional. Because he's living in a totally different type of bracket where he can't even imagine regular everyday shit.
Right, he ain't worried about regular shit. He's so far removed from that type of shit that he's living in a different world right now. He thinks he's one of them and he's arrived.
Well, let's measure the arrogance. Here's your boy Will Smith's next statement to The Hollywood Reporter. We as actors have the ultimate power. Historically, socially combined with imagery that moves humanity forward. What we do and our responsibility is the ultimate form of changing people's hearts and minds. And I'm like, damn, nigga, you think you Jesus or something? I mean, really? I mean, this cat, not only is he doesn't worry about or cannot relate to what average everyday cats go through, he's like, we have the ultimate power.
And I'd like to know how the fuck he has that, because he ain't casting no goddamn body. He's being casted still as a white black man.
Well,
as that last movie he was in,
I think he's trying to say is that if we get together and make 10 Martin Luther Kings and a sprinkle of Malcolm X's in there, along with all coming together, you know, at the table with the pilgrims, we can dismiss racism. Because see, in Hollywood, it's not really a factor for me and my kids.
Exactly
right.
Not
and that's where it stops.
You.
So your boy, so the internets, and this is strictly, this isn't me, this is the internet's. Somebody typed in, he's rich, he's closetly gay, he has weirdos for kids, and white people love him for those things. He doesn't even live on the same planet as us. He doesn't even really have an understanding of the real world. That's the 1% mentality.
Damn, I would like to know how this came up. Why they asked him that, or why he felt the need to answer that.
Well, because again, see, when you a certain guy and you're African American in Hollywood, we'll know he's black. I mean, it's not like he is a denier. But, you know, they're asking him, you know, like, you know, Will, I never have any problems with you, and your kids are wonderful, and I love your wife. So, of course, they're going to ask him about, you know, how come Michael Brown is getting shot?
Wow.
And Will is like...
I like to hear Jada answer that same question.
Amen.
I think Jada still got a little hood in her.
You really? I don't know. I think Jada off that weirdo shit too, nigga.
She might be off that, but I mean, I think she still got a little hood in her.
Tupac been gone for a while, bruh.
Oh man, ain't that the truth? So that's your
all
boy.
She's talking about is rich motherhood these days, and I know black women are like, "What the fuck are you talking about?"
That's what I'm saying, man. She, both of them off that weirdo, and they got weirdo kids too, yo. So
it's real hard for mothers to be home with their kids when they gotta go to fuck to work. Because they don't make $1 million in movies and shit. They got real life shit going on.
Again, you guys are criticizing forward-thinking African-Americans.
We're criticizing forward-thinking wealthy African-Americans.
Ah, there you go. Swerving on point tonight.
And Merlo.
Marlo.
That true serum.
Right, no doubt. All right, next topic on the Hip Hop Digest is rest in peace to Sly and the Family Stone co-founder Cynthia Robinson, who died this week. Anybody, if you're a hip hop fan, if you're a soul junkie, if you're a pop lover, there's no way that you cannot be influenced by Sly and the Family Stone.
That was funky.
No way. Period. So we want to say rest in peace out to her. She's another one of those whose list of accomplishments and who she played with in the bands that she played, from Sly and the Family Stone, the Parliament, Funkadelic, the Prince, and on and on and on. Okay. Oh, and by the way, she was inducted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame in 1993, along with Sly and the Family Stone.
Man, the crazy thing about that is, I bet you there's a whole generation now, probably the one under us or after that, that has no clue who Sly and the Family Stone is, or none of their songs, or nothing. That's
wow.
Crazy, isn't it?
That is nuts. Yeah.
But I believe that to be true.
Yeah, you may be true on that, and that is nuts. You know what? Actually, I was listening to another podcast, and they talked about what they thought was the major disconnect between the generations. And they actually came to the conclusion that this generation and the generation previous to that has no musical foundation.
It's just beats, huh?
Well, really, basically, and that's what it is. There was no, you know, because we spent a good part of our lives before hip hop, and that's a musical foundation for us.
Right.
You know, we're B-boys. We love hip hop, and that's all good. But the musical foundation was prior to that. You're growing up on a people, again, with a generation of, if you were in a certain time and you were in Gangstar and Tribe Called Quest and people were sampling jazz, or even if you were N.W.A. and all the samples that Dre is cramming in there, you still got to know those breakbeats. So you still got to go back to the original breaks, and we all did.
Right.
Okay, this generation is... Them motherfuckers don't even remember Windows 98.
Oh, wow.
You know what I'm saying? That's how far gone it is. And you have a whole generation of people who are well paid and making music and know nothing about the foundations of such. So.
Well, there you go.
Again, once again, rest in peace to Cynthia Robinson.
So who's to blame for that, though, B?
B, there's nobody you can blame for that, because that's just technology. That's just
we're blaming technology for that, then.
No, that's just society moving forward. Okay, I mean, look, as society moved forward, as technology moved forward, a guy on a laptop, a guy on his desktop is making beats or whatever. He's well paid. The music industry just goes along. I mean, the music industry is not going to be a stalwart for a guy who's been studying trombone for the last, you know, 15 years. Nigga, you take too motherfucking long.
So it's just the instant gratification is what they're looking for. Yeah. So that's what you're, so basically the blame is on technology then. The fact that the technology has made it too easy and neglected all the hard work that put into making music and all of that.
Tattoo is playing regular instruments, drums, trombones, trumpets, keyboards, guitars, bass, etc., etc. Unless you're a musical prodigy, most people go through a situation 7, 10, 14, 18 years of hard work and apprenticeship before they're even good enough.
That's true.
You know what I mean? The music industry's not going to stand on that shit now. When a motherfucker's on Fruity Loops going in 10 minutes?
If that.
Yeah, exactly. You know what I mean?
Half the beat's already made for them. Yeah. They're just doing loops.
Ain't that the truth. So, that's what's up. Next topic on the Hip Hop Digest. Somebody reportedly bought the secret Wu-Tang album at auction for at least a million. It says millions.
Yeah, that was a meal ticket, right? Yeah.
Yeah, but it said at least a million. Nobody can confirm or deny that somebody bought the album, but apparently it was sold at a private auction house with the stipulation that nobody can sell it or distribute any of its music for 88 years.
But that's some of the dumbest shit I've ever heard.
Well, I'm just saying, so you got RZA, so somebody actually bought it.
So if you bought the motherfucker, you can't even listen to it?
So it's a one-off. You can. It's a one-off album. So that means the last Wu album wasn't the one that was in the secret vault. This is a one-off album. So you can listen to it, but you can't put it on YouTube. You can't sell it. You can't dub it for your man. Apparently, what took so long was the non-disclosure agreement that the buyer had to sign in order to even buy it.
I'm thinking, I done paid a meal ticket for an album. I'm doing whatever the fuck I want to do with it.
No, you're not. No, you're not, because you had to sign a non-disclosure.
Wouldn't have signed it, fuck it. There's niggas giving away music that paid $6 for it. You gonna pay a million? Man, 88 years.
88 years, son.
So you ain't even gonna. Even gonna be alive when 88 years. So your grandkids is gonna be the ones that gonna be able to put this shit out there.
Apparently, now
in 88 years, I hope not to be around.
So, this is what I'm saying. So you know, this is again RZA. You gotta give him credit for at least this. For somebody at some point in time is going to say, damn, yo, I can't believe somebody bought this CD under those conditions. I don't care if it came in a gold box or not. And to be released 88 years from now and to have some future generation say, you paid a mil for this shit.
Man, I'm going to need Tupac, Michael Jackson, and Isaac Hayes to produce an album. For $1 million, B.
I know what you're saying, yo. I know what you're saying. They're all gone, though, by the way.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Man, RZA bought that damn album. Stop playing.
Oh, shit.
Ooh, that's ugly. Buying their own units.
Yeah, it won't be the first time.
I know. Cash Money.
Yeah, right? The king of that shit.
Them early days of Cash Money.
Mm-hmm. No doubt. Next topic on the Hip Hop Digest is Ducktown Music to celebrate 20 years with a special performance. Those of you in the New York City area, Ducktown is celebrating its 20-year anniversary with a show December 3rd at B.B. King's Blues Club in New York. Ducktown was founded in 1995 by Drew Hall Feedman and Buckshot Blake. The event is sent to feature interviews and performance and telling the story of the independent label, narrated by Peter Rosenberg and Cypher Sounds. The event is slated to include a tribute to the late Sean Price.
Wow.
Ducktown 20th anniversary show. Apparently, I don't know, Kerr G. Somebody said they were playing it on Shady 45 all day. Don't know.
But nah, I haven't been in the whip like that.
Okay.
So I don't know.
That's real. So let's talk about Duck Down for a minute. You talk about, again, all these young boys who don't like the 90s. But you talk about the highlight of the 90s, my nigga.
Stamped.
Just the repping that East New York, that Brooklyn. Just repping that so hard.
Actually, but I think about when I think about Duck Down, I think about
come follow me.
Me buying Duck Down records, and you know when they were distributed by Nervous, and it was one of those things where Nervous is happy with the local sales of the Brisk 12 inches, but they weren't ready. They weren't ready when Enter the Stage came out. And so they pressed up Enter the Stage on a low-quality vinyl.
Very low quality. That shit sucked.
On the low-quality vinyl. You was better off buying the cassettes, no doubt. But, and then, of course, Duck Down on their own. And Duck Down, I have a lot of fat stacks. Like, I got a big Public Enemy fat stack and a lot of Boogie Down Productions. But Duck Down and that whole situation, it's large. You know what I mean? So... you know, all the groups that was on Duck Down, and Duck Down is still there 20 years later. So if you could believe that.
Isn't it awesome for all of this to be happening? Because, I mean, it's history. You know what I'm saying? You can't deny history. And 20 years later, people are about to be banging these joints again and nodding their heads like it's just made. You know
well, that's true. Because, again, like I always say, history always equals the situation, always tightens it up. You know what I mean? People might not have thought about Duck Down and, you know, the first thing they think about in the morning. But, you know, as the celebration in the 20 years and people pull out all the Duck Down, you're going to be like, wow, damn.
Yep.
I wonder if it's possible for us to do a Duck Down instrumentals.
We can do that.
All right.
We can do that.
We are doing it.
If it's possible.
Yeah. It's possible, but you know what? I'm going to have to rep my man this week. This week. It's Pimp C week.
It's Pimp C week?
Oh, well, there we go.
It's Pimp C week. I got to get Pimp C his instrument.
All right. Well, it's all good. You in charge of that anyway.
So. Yeah. I know.
No doubt.
But we can get Duck Down next week. I'll get him in.
All right. It's all good. Damn, we got a lineup and shit. Niggas waiting at the door and shit.
It ain't hard when you got great music.
Yeah, that's real. No doubt. Indeed. Next up going to Hip Hop Digest is Mac Maine warns Charlamagne Tha God over Lil Wayne mixtape comments. Now that on its face, I was going to skip it because I'm like, oh, these two dumb motherfuckers. But let's get into the details and you'll see why I pulled it up for a topic. Young Money president Mac Maine didn't take too well to radio personality Charlamagne Tha God he made to the release of Lil Wayne's mixtape. Charlamagne Tha God said, two mixtapes came out. I'd rather listen to Fabulous's new mixtape, Summertime Shootout, over Lil Wayne's No Ceiling 2. Mac Maine got pissed. Of course.
Over that shit.
Sent a Twitter. Or how you call that? Sent a tweet.
You called it what you called it.
That's right, son. You call it whatever the fuck you want to call it.
I'm just saying.
Fuck you, little youngin' whippersnappers out there. You're Twittering.
Shit. Your boy, where's that shit at? Said something about, and he Twittered some shit. Keep real niggas out your mouth. Well, keep the names of real niggas out your mouth. Charlamagne, you know, shut the fuck up. You gonna diss my man, that type of shit. You know what I mean? Then Charlamagne had to go on the radio, the Breakfast Club, and question, damn, I can't have a preference on the mixtape I want to listen to?
When you in his position and niggas take your word as being the gospel, because he is the God, you know niggas is gonna come at you when you say something that's disrespectful in their eyes.
Charlamagne Tha God said Mac Maine and them be on some emotional sucker shit.
Charlamagne better watch his mouth.
He'll be apologizing next week.
Yeah, now see, right.
he'll be talking about he apologized.
Yo,
by
you
next
read
week.
My mind because Charlamagne is one. Look, you know Charlamagne is one of those guys. You know he's on regular radio, and at some point in time, Lil Wayne is going to be up at the station.
Lil Wayne and company,
and Mac Maine gonna be right there next to him.
So I mean, he just showed a preference. So let me ask you a question. First of all, is this where, again, the job is the type of job you got? Yo, I got to big up the Lil Wayne project. Even though I don't like it, I got to do that?
In the commercial world.
He has to do that because if he doesn't, he could end up in a position how Jeezy did to our girl.
Oh, Moni Love?
Moni Love got fired because Jeezy ain't like what she said. And I don't think Charlamagne gonna get fired over this situation, but he could be in a position where that could happen to him.
So let me, okay. So why doesn't, my next question. Why is Mac Maine all on, you know, why is he worrying about this shit?
He's the president of the fucking label. He's got a position over there, or whatever position over there, Young Money. He's got that position, and he ain't trying to lose that by having niggas shit on the cash cow.
Tweet.
Niggas shitting on the cash cow fucks up the label, fucks up his position because he might not have a job long because niggas is starting to throw Wayne under the bus a lot.
They are, right. They are, and it's funny because I went to a normal Dick Ride blog that I go to check the young boy temperature, and one of the comments under the Wayne new mixtape was like, please be good. And then the next comment under that, this shit is trash.
Mm.
And they've been saying that for a few projects in a row. Now,
what?
I'm just saying, I can't imagine somebody telling me, oh, damn, nigga, damn, King Killer, you, King Killer, you gotta big up this project. You have to big it up. And I'm like, I don't like the project. I'm sorry, you got to big it up. Matter of fact, Kurt G, you got to play it.
Well, see, that's not going to happen.
Ooh.
Because we got our own opinions over here. We ain't connected to none of that bullshit.
Oh, E-Color, don't worry about it. We've got an assignment to you. You're going to head the street team.
You're going to Twitter that shit out to everyone.
Right. I'll be Twittering.
You're going to be out here Twittering to everyone.
Well,
nigga.
First of all, I'm catching the next flight. And me and y'all two big niggas is knuckling up because I don't know what contract you done signed to make us have to do that shit.
I ain't doing none of that. I'm sorry for your bad luck if you thought I was going to do that. Show hate you hate it. Show hate you hate it. Because I ain't doing it.
I can't believe that we're dealing with major label artists in this type of fuckery. You know what I mean?
B, hold on. This shit ain't never gonna change. Remember when niggas used to go up to black magazines and shit and beat up the black people?
Right, turn the desk over and shit.
I'm a fan of Charlamagne Tha God by any stretch of imagination, but god damn, he can have his opinion.
And I applaud the fact that he had an opinion about the shit and actually said the shit and then stood behind it. Now, I know by next week after the threats keep coming through that his ass is probably going to be done apologize.
Right, and that's going to be the key thing here. When does a Charlamagne either apologize or big up the mixtape? That's going to be the thing. He's going to either apologize or big up the mixtape.
Don't do it.
don't do it.
So I just found that just so fascinating. You know what I'm saying? That cats is all for that. You know, we going to bum rush this thing. Next time we in New York, yo, we going to make sure Charlamagne Tha God, you know, gets an understanding and shit. And again.
All over an opinion.
I'm not repping Charlamagne Tha God because I think Charlamagne Tha God be on that Vlad shit sometimes. He'll be on that snake shit.
Oh, yeah.
You know what I mean? So.
Yeah, but I don't know, man. It just bothers me because was Lil Wayne, I promise you I did not read that top 10 list from them, but was Lil Wayne on there?
He was.
Oh, okay, so maybe if he wasn't on there, they'd have been calling up to.
No, they wouldn't have.
Whatever, the Rolling Stone or
no,
whoever it was.
Because it was Billboard, and you wouldn't have seen Mac Maine threatens Billboard executives over top 10 list. You wouldn't have seen that topic.
It wasn't going to happen because baby, when hold on a minute, Waldy. Hold on a minute. Hold on.
So, Black Lives Matter, though. My bad.
Yeah. Damn. That's just swerving.
Yeah, he's in full form tonight, baby.
Ain't he? Mm. Damn.
Just saying.
So, what's up? Next up, going to Hip Hop Digest. This is a shout out to our faithful listener, Damon Deshaun, and I'm going to call this Chirac Exploit. A couple weeks in a row, we've been talking about Chirac and Spike Lee and how certain people in Chicago, matter of fact, not certain people, and not just Rhyme Fest and not just Twister, a lot of people are upset about the term Chirac. So, Mr. Deshaun goes on to say the exploitation is the infamous name of the of Chirac and the disposition it presents to the audience about our city. So basically, he's just saying just the term Chirac is just detrimental to the city of Chicago. A great city, no doubt. I love Chicago. You know what I'm saying? Had a good time there this summer. You know what I mean? It goes on to say, and this was addressed to the Lehman Brothers, I think it's more about not wanting to promote more violence within our city on a national level. Not a hood classic movie, where I was suggesting, along with others who were saying, I think Chicago cats wanted a hood classic. He's saying we don't want a hood classic. We just don't want this violent shit to be on Front Street.
You don't want you to call it Chirac, because it's a disrespectful name.
No doubt. No doubt. So we want to discuss that. First of all, I'm going to say it once, I'm going to say it again. Spike Lee, I don't believe, is exploiting, because Spike Lee doesn't get down like that.
Right.
And then
I don't think he's exploiting it.
Right. No, I don't feel like he's doing
I don't think he's doing that. And then number two, again, like I said, the movie is about violence, but it right. may not be violence in the way. Again, satire. None of us have seen it. I can't wait to see it. All this talk about it. But right. I picked this.
We might think the movie sucks.
That's true, no doubt. I picked this up from the Chicago Tribune. A couple facts that I was checking about, because I wondered the name. Where did the name come from? And then the copy says everybody in conversation about the city moniker Chirac, and they called it, you know, loaded with troubling implications. That's what, that's hold on. And then they go on to say that no one knows exactly where the term Chirac was coined, but it has become popular in recent years. Rapper Lil Reese, a prodigy of Chief Keef, uses the words in his song. The Urban Dictionary recently added it and said it was a way to summarize Chicago's violent history. There are even t-shirts that boast that label. And one more fact, this isn't the first time Chicago has been compared to a war zone. In the late 1980s, the Wall Street Journal dubbed the city Beirut on the Lake because of its political infighting. That's just the Chicago Tribune. I'm just saying, though. You know what I mean? Swerving.
You do realize it happens. It goes in cycles. You remember when we first got to D.C., when it was showing City Under Siege.
City Under Siege. Yes.
Right? Remember all that?
I remember
that.
Then
it moved away to a different city, then a different city. And now it's just been in Chicago for a long time.
I have some examples. I do.
But wait, when you got people getting murdered on a regular, and ain't nobody talking about Black Lives Matter, but you getting people murdered on a regular, yo, it is a war zone. It's a fucking war zone for people, for innocent people, for people that ain't innocent. There's a lot of people getting killed. It's crazy. So what if we're not supposed to talk about it? Nobody's supposed to make a movie. Nobody's supposed to call it Chirac. It's crazy.
First of all, I'm gonna say, you know, I feel Mr. Deshaun was talking about. I feel it 100. But I have some examples, and these are the only ones that I could think of off the top of my head. But other cities have had these type of monikers. Philadelphia was known once as Killadelphia. At yep. that particular time, there was at least one murder a day. Okay, Philadelphia again, the city of brotherly murder. Okay, high crime in Philly, no doubt about it. Okay, Baltimore, famous charm city, was also known for a long time as Harm City.
And Bodymore.
Murderland. Bodymore, Murderland. I think made famous by The Wire, but I'm not sure. You know how they doing B-more.
Yep.
You know what I mean? The state of Michigan was known as Murder Mitten because of the, you know, the shape of the state like a mitten and the high yep. crime rate.
Handland, they call it.
Okay, see, there you go. Crooklyn, for the neighborhood in Brooklyn. You know that. Newport yep. News, Virginia.
Bad news.
yep.
Tidewater area.
You know what I mean? That's your boy in them, ain't it? The Clips.
That's Allen I in them,
yeah.
ain't it?
Yeah, Allen I, the Clips in them. You know what I mean?
Mike Vick
and them. Yeah. Oh, and then you don't even have to have a moniker or a name. You know what I'm saying? You could just be infamous for something. Nicholson Gardens, public housing in Watts, Los Angeles, California, is recognized as the birthplace of the bounty hunter Bloods.
Shit, niggas around here for a while was bragging. The murder cap.
Yeah, exactly. Mm-hmm. You got your boy, A. Poland, changed the name from the Bullets to the Wizards, yeah, because they was killing so many people out here. So I'm just saying to Mr. Deshaun, there are a lot of cities who get monikers for a lot of crime. It just happens to be Chicago Time and the Sun in that way. It's not a good thing. I grant you that, you know.
Right.
But what it's going to do is just signify a period. You know what I mean? And whether if it's Spike Lee or the leaders or whatever, until we start getting motherfuckers like Chief Keef and them niggas under control. And that's easier said than done. I'm not saying that shit is easy.
Donald Trump.
No, what I'm saying is, I'm not saying that shit is easy. I mean, you know what? Come on, man. Real talk.
Remember that time when you was telling me about how the Muslims took over that building?
You remember that shit, Egri?
Yes.
The Muslims took over that apartment complex. Yep. And the city was pissed once the Muslims took over the apartment complex because they would only let the residents come and go. The police was pissed because the Muslims wouldn't let them in.
But the police don't give a fuck. They never came around there anyway.
Right.
Exactly.
Niggas getting killed and they take forever to show up.
No doubt. Yep. So anyway, the Hip Hop Digest can let us know in your particular city or area the moniker, if you would like, you know what I'm saying, to when they attach crime to your area or your neighborhood, what they were calling it.
That goes for our overseas listeners too.
Oh, of course. No doubt. So, you know, I mean, word is born, yo. I mean, I just believe that Spike Lee is coming from an honest place. I know the residents of Chicago do not care for that moniker. I understand why, you know, but.
Mm. Right, yeah. The only thing, Spike could have picked a different moniker, but I guess he's just playing off of today's, that high crime and the fact that everybody was calling it Chi-Rat. So he's giving it the same name, but trying to come at a different angle with it.
Yeah, no doubt. In the words of Mobb Deep, my part of town is similar to Vietnam. You know what I mean?
Better get the right gear ready.
So, you know,
I think Oprah should have a show full of black people, and she just reach out and be like, your life matters, and your life matters.
Man, that should have turned into a free-for-all and shit, my nigga.
That's not going to happen.
I mean, Oprah got her big start in Chicago, right?
I mean, yeah. I mean, she blew in Chicago. She started in B-more, but she blew in Chicago. I get it, but Oprah's not connected to this whole thing, B.
She's one of those one percenters, B. She ain't going
there
for
you
that.
Go, Kurt G.
Just talk about Will Smith.
Kurt G, exactly.
She's not having that.
Damn. Well, anyway, moving right along. I ain't going to mess with Oprah.
Yeah, that's what's up, no doubt. So anyway, Kurt G, you got your shit together?
Oh, yes, sir.
Kurt G, albums of the week.
All right, no bus wheels this week. All right, we got Frank Nitt, Frankie Rothstein, shout out to Detroit. We got The Regiment, The Archives, and the instrumental joint is Al Dolly, RCA EP.
Aye, no doubt. Indeed. So shout out.
Yo, I'm sorry, go ahead, B.
Nah, shout out to everyone involved. Go ahead.
Yeah, the music show. Awesome. Thank you, sir.
Yeah,
I'm
just
so awesome. Yeah. I'm so awesome.
Guala, Ale, B.
Well, y'all listen to way too much commercial rap.
Too much. Nah, B, I just got caught out there with them kids dancing to that. It was crazy, man. I don't care about that song. I didn't even know there was a damn TV show called Guala Guala Island. I had no clue.
Oh, okay. Anyway, what I want to give a shout out to before we get out of here is there's going to be a new documentary coming out called Give It Up for the DJ. It's got absolutely every DJ that you can absolutely think of, and not just hip-hop DJs. It goes from Red Alert to Jazzy Jeff. It's got my man Terry Hunter in it from Chicago, Mike Dunn from Chicago, you know what I'm saying, representing Cosmic Kev, Philly. I mean, it's got all kinds of DJs in there, and they talk about
must-see.
Yeah, it looks like a must-see. It's called Give It Up for the DJ, new documentary, so everybody look out for it. No doubt about
it. Well, can you please, while you're in the lab, resend me that damn link? Because I tried to look at it today. Not that link, the other link from last week.
Okay.
I tried to look it up online, but I couldn't find it. So you the man.
I got you.
You the man and you the man.
All right. So Kurt G got some leftover shit. What are we doing? Man. What are we doing?
You know what I'm doing over here, nigga. I'm shaking this fishbowl, my
good
nigga.
Boy. Here we
go. I'm shaking and shaking. Take a name out of this, biatch.
All right. So survey says Gary Martin.
Gary Martin.
Gary Martin. You are the next contestant.
Where did you get that name from, B? Because I got to look him up.
Yeah, that's Kurt G. I don't know. You are the next contestant.
Was that on Twitter or was that Facebook?
I think it was Facebook because it don't have a Twitter thing on it. So it must be Facebook.
All right. Well, say the name again.
Gary Martin.
Martin.
Gary Martin. Martin. There it is.
All right. And Kurt G got some other shit.
Yeah, yes, sir. We got... running a 2 week, I guess, a 2 week campaign because we got our Hip Hop Digest hoodies and coming up, and they're gonna be on there. I think it's $38.99 or something for the hoodies, like that. If you can afford it, you can get yourself one for the holidays.
And it's less than Jordans.
Hell yeah, get a couple of them for less than Jordans, and it's gonna come in different colors. If you want that, and they also have, I'll be putting the female tees up for the females, and also some regular tees on that.
Okay, Hip Hop Digest
teasing
selling,
with the tees.
Hip Hop Digest selling T-shirts
and hoodies
and hoodies.
Yeah, we out here, nigga. It's all about us.
Slinging,
yeah, slinging them bean pies, nigga.
No doubt.
And don't forget, because the website is still free, $99. So get on there and look at these wonderful documentaries and other background stuff that we got going on. I'm going to try to get some more information and get King Killer, especially, and Kurt to get on some video on there. You know, it's been, what, 8 years now? It's time to get on, yo.
I don't know.
You know this nigga ain't got no video, son. Fuck that. On last week's show, I was talking about it. Are we down with the Apple family now? We are down now with the Apple Nation.
Yeah,
I know you sent a Twitter out there, so we in now.
But we will be avoiding the pitchfork, though.
Yeah, hopefully we can avoid that pitchfork. Try to keep the devil off us.
All right. All right, son. We'll see you when we see you.
That's what's up.
Peace.
All right. One.
Nitty Ho and Bluff for ransom. Work to my mama's grandson. It's time to get half-baked. Break it down and crumble it. Pull out the frontal leaf and then we pack it and we bundle it. And then we steam. Some bud we got from Cali and believe it's more frosted than Christmas Eve. And Botany, she wrote a fatty. Be careful, it crack your chest plate. Other fuckers playing with checkers, we holla checkmate. Let the bluntage rotate. Only two investors. If you're not sure they invested, then you better ask some questions like who you with and how much you got up on the package. And you gotta be careful. We scavengers is savage. Take the lettuce and the cabbage and they steam. And that's the weed that we got out in Cali Christmas Eve. We just can't let these random ass people smoke Christmas tree. Your random ass better unhand it, pass it to me.
Yo, I'm out here looking for Samson. So many chickens up on the damn tip. It don't make no damn sense. Cause I'm John Derrick to the Gansy. Spitting rhymes that are so fancy that it make the fans trip. They doing flips like they seen the bad whip. On that crazy face you make when you see a bad bitch, but they don't even see my face, they just see a fat grip. And they wishing in their mind that they get a fat tip. And if you laughing when I say it, then you know that's it. That's it, I'm getting back to this. Rapping and stacking shit, the house dog shit. Now I'm having a slap a bitch, but I'd rather get back to this. Keeping my status legit, it's happening, I'm going after it. Marshall Mathers, it's tense. All my battles are finished, an automatic defense system. Built in adrenaline and mix it with the medicine, and that's ill. Move the magic dragon till you float to the sky.
I had to do it to him. I had to do it to him. Yeah, no vape. I will not self-destruct. Good health and such got me tuned by noon. I can fill my cup. I must build up, save all the bills I touch, and get me a piece of earth in this field I trust. To be till not much, wouldn't sell my truck. I need something to haul every bell I pluck. I don't share crop, best if I tell you stop. But need a whole lot of what's in this L I got. No trail on my coattail shell, but got sense enough. Don't puff when I'm traveling out the stairwell to the top. Never fail my pops who didn't bail on the DL and mail me guap. The hotel's round the block, but I'm homegrown, sonny. The way to get rid of her is don't spend money. Even though I've been ridiculed, blow me, honey. Cause you will never ever take my proceeds from me, chillax. You know that I'm young, black, and handsome. Yo, temper tantrums gon' get you ain't none. I'm looking at your best friend like she can get in my automobile and then come. I got a 20 twin, twin high. Smoke dog, take a flight, psych. This is my bike, pump. Oh, everything I own's in the box to the left. She never was right, take a hike, huh? Fatal attraction, your neighbor in action. She labeled me a has-been, but that's inaccurate. She still checked for me, I'm a favorite rapping. She played me on the stereo. I'm taking a bath and she's soaking wet, hoping that right after her classes I stroll over, no cold shoulder, she asking for me to take her seriously, hold me to that when nobody's the only one hitting it from the back again. But this is what's happening, she's not just imagining. I'm totally responsible for being so passionate. If I was more passive, I walk the path that I'm traveling and ignore the score, wax that and just laugh and grin. But no, I gotta know why she always so adamant, throwing a temper tantrum when she wanna go back to him. And I sent her packing for slapping me and attacking friends. My character, America, she whack, I ain't marrying. Nope. You know that I'm young, black, and handsome. Yo, temper tantrums gon' get you ain't none. I'm looking at your best friend like she can get in my automobile and then come. I got a 20 twin, twin high. Smoke dog, take a flight, psych. This is my bike, pump. Oh, everything I own's in the box to the left. She never was right, take a hike, huh? Pardon me, by the way, times are trying in my day. Don't know if I'm just like David with a lion in the cave. I'm applying what I learned to try to earn a better grade. In the school of hard knocks, selling pot and home base. And my 9-to-5's a random job and there's a cost to pay. If I'm dirty, it could hurt me, I don't know what else to say. Crazy drama from my baby mama, how can I escape them? As hot as a sauna, wearing a bomber coat with a cape. But in Carolina, there's nowhere to find me if they don't play. My record, but check the record on me regular, okay? My effort is effortless, I'm no pessimist in the stakes. Or high enough, I should hire you to buy my next tape. My ex say, I'm next week. Am I that late? Hardy heart, I am so tardy to the party, save a plate. Daddy, yo, I'm Mardi Gras, I on the patio, I chase Betty Crocker with this vodka. Got another shot to take moonshine. You know that I'm young, black, and handsome. Yo, temper tantrums gon' get you ain't none. I'm looking at your best friend like she can get in my automobile and then come. I got a 20 twin, twin high. Smoke dog, take a flight, psych. This is my bike, pump. Oh, everything I own's in the box to the left. She never was right, take a hike, huh?
yo, it'll take more than a clock just to pick this verse and all. Cause I've been working around the clock just to make these verses hot. Yup, I bring the fire, inspiring words across. Fly, get a Abu Dhabi, get higher than Nermal's box. I get applying pressure when these clever bars meet. It's proper, shit's hotter than a leather car seat. And I figured I'd break you off with a little sample, homie, in case you've been camping on me like a rental RV. To all the people out there that be camping and shit, you went to the bathroom at the movie saying, man, what I missed? You missed a lot, but at least you're where I am, you is. This Minnesota bro-ham, we going spamming this bitch with no hands. I'll probably ride my bike in a ditch. This romance of words is kinda like a Viking and itch. I can feel it in my skin when I'm writing this shit. I like it, it's not the type of stuff you might wanna miss. Let's go.
Like an honest neighbor, your Lord and Savior. Dent your chin like your Uriah Faber. No novice nature neither. Not forsaken, just namaste is they're not in favor. Been nominated as Amadeus' doppelganger. Adopt a gang of apostles, hostile as travel lodges. Gravel later, we prophets, opposites can't evolve us. Walk away, you're a costume, obvious, stand and conquer. I got my trait from the mobsters, ballers, and alcoholics. And after all is said and done, I'm just a product of it. Problematic, but those flaws are real. Proud to love it, no lie. So wild, this concrete safari, bring my folk out. The whole stay at an arm's length, I'm sorry. These trash bag fugazi rappers can't stand to face me. Making graves turn over like a bad pass of pastry. You pasty motherfuckers, get your advance and pay me. Cause the critics get schizophrenic, but these rap fans is crazy.
Crazy live, yo, and the ladies like, oh. Future looking bright like a crazy light show. When we play tonight, slay the mic, baby, like, oh. In the night, when that wavy vibe grow. When it's crazy live, yo, and the ladies like, oh. Future looking bright like a crazy light show. When we play tonight, slay the mic, baby, like, oh. In the night, when that wavy vibe grow. When it's crazy live, yo, and the ladies like, oh.
Stop sleeping, homie. Wake up. of freedom, tell me what would you pay for the wages of seeing the death, the cost of living a day. Many gotta see to believe, paint the cross in 1080p. The picture's worth a thousand words, hey, what more could I say? Speechless and muted, sometimes silence is louder than the sound of a billion decibels from the crowd. The concept not conscious, but this progress is panacea. The way my content connects continents, the mass movement like Pangea, yeah. Pop told me life hit the shore, nothing born of fear. Either you man in the ship or you sailing back in the rear. And I quote, sink or swim is the pressure to stay afloat. Better learn to walk water, a voyage to find a boat. If I teach you to ride a dolly, your training was at the door, boy. Simply put, what you focus on, you find. Limits do not exist, they are only in your mind.
Stop,
wake up,
sleeping, homie. Wake up, wake up, wake up, wake up, wake up, wake up. Stop sleeping, homie.
Check, check, 1, 2, 1, 2. Can y'all hear me out there? Your sickness, am I good, bro? No doubt. You know, for this dream that we chasing, this life we're trying to live, I understand, I've learned that it's not for everybody, you know what I'm saying?
It's sickness.
I see the faces change around me. Ain't nothing new. Been doing this since like forever, maybe 82. Dreaming of Mercedes coupes, Beamers, Benz, and Bentleys. I can see myself a crazy dude. I'm scheming and I'm heavy. Melodies and I can hella see myself with hella swag. Cali lingo for my West Coast homies. Been a minute, fam. Like a Santa, Pasadena, Culver cities, over cities. Helicopter pilot popping Molly with me. Almost clip me with the blade, the propeller spinning. My head is spinning. Women got me sinning. Pouring liquor, got me swimming next to Kendrick. Listen, with every season, a quarter year in the rear. But I'm moving forward to stack cheddar like Lord Sear. I took a little bite and felt that Kimbo slice. Bumps and bruises with this music, but I call that life. Tuck your tail or tuck and roll and rock and roll. It takes its toll, but you better know your role and call your wife. This is not the life for everybody. 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 This is not the type of life for everybody. This is not the type of shit I'm hearing right from everybody. Like I'm trying to please the world. Yo, hop in the expo with static, cruising Manhattan. Asked him if he thought I had it. He told me just keep on rapping. I carry on tradition like Joey and Freddie Gibson. I'm knowing if I keep flowing, my English will turn the dragon. I made a choice to pursue this music forever. If my people ain't with it, fuck it, whatever. My baby girl trying, I know it's hard. I love you, I'm praying we make it out the stormy weather. Better days will await us, girl, I'm sure of it. You, me, our baby, our cat, the four of us. Sitting on top of the highest mountain, glorious. Looking down at everybody who was talking shit. Mount Everest rhyme, never less time. Whenever rhyme, ready my mind, steady your blind. The grind never stop for no one. It won't stop, you see. It won't stop for the world, so it won't stop for me. This is not the life for everybody. 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 This is not the type of life for everybody. This is not the type of shit I'm hearing right from everybody. Like I'm trying to please the world.
The mic you see, My brother a gangster, my sister sweet tea. And all I do is listen to them and dance. Then finally I said, hey, it's my chance to rock the mic, to make you high. I show you that I'm qualified. And if you're wondering what my friends call me, I go by the name of Paulette T. And now I'm here, I'm ready to jam. I come from the borough of Manhattan. You see, I rock you high and I rock you low. Nobody rock you better than this song. From the Duff Place, NYC, where there are many fly guys and young ladies. We'll see to it, you have some fun, cause when it comes to rocking, the city's the one. I came to jam you off your feet, anyone try to compete. You see, I'll take on one, and I'll take on 12, I'll even take on all. Oh, what the hell? Just messing around, they're just playing the part of the neighborhood clown. You see, they really know how to turn the tables. They just want you to think that they're unable. First, they start you off with a well-known tune, and then you start to dance as you usually do. And then they start to play a little style of taste that make you start to think you're in a different place. Well, then you stop for a while to realize that these are just the same old guys. Well, then you're wondering just how they change. And then you say to them, they're just not the same. And on and on and on, and then I'm ready to stop until the break of dawn. This is Sweet Tea on your radio dial, and I'll be with you for just a little while, or long enough to say my rhymes. I can't say them all, cause there ain't enough time. I got rhymes galore and rhymes galore, and when I finish with those, I still got more, because they're coming up my ears and out of my eyes. They are so devastating, you will be surprised. MC Sweet Tea is my DJ name. I'm in the history books and the Hall of Fame. I rock so good and I rock so well. I'm a squeezer, a hell of a love bug. And you know when I'm rocking up in the sky, cause you'll always see an angel fly by with a lovely smile up on their face. They tell you Sweet Tea's rocking the whole damn place. So you get on the elevator, press 7. When you walk out the door, you will be in heaven. Take 10 steps straight and turn to your right. Go down a flight of stairs and over the side. You're in a daze to the count of 3, cause you can't believe what your eyes are seeing. When you get to earth, they won't believe your story. So you take out your book and you take inventory on the deaf equipment. The God has grant me for rocking the heavens so viciously. You count 15 speakers in each corner of the sky. A case of brew and some deaf get high. A mic for every member of the gangsta crew. 2 turntables, you can see right through. A serious mixer, and I almost forgot. 3 echo chambers and a deaf beatbox. When I left my house up on early sunny day, I had a young man call. I didn't know him at all, so I looked the other way. And then he looked at me, said he didn't believe that I could keep on walking by. He asked what's wrong with me, or could it be that something was in my eyes? Well, I looked at him with my hair standing grin and said, you must be ill. Why don't you leave me alone? Go to your home and take some water and take a chill pill. A young fellas, if you like my vibes, sing along with me. And if you don't know my name, just call me Paulette T. You see, I rock you high and I rock you low. Nobody rock you better, and this I know. You see, I'm so fast, faster than flash of lightning that just went past. Now check it out, y'all. I'm the best MC all across the land, and I got more rhymes than the beach got sand. Yes, I go by the name of MCT. I bet the sucker DJ rhyme before they bite me. I said when I came out my mama's womb, my doctor put me in a separate room. I was by myself and all alone till my mama came and handed me a microphone. And at the age of 1, it's just begun. I was beginning to have me a little bit of fun. At the age of 2, I wasn't through. I was rocking all night and in the morning too. And at the age of 3, I said to me, you're the finest MC that there could ever be. And at the age of 4, I looked some more. I said, damn, Tony, you're beginning to score. And at the age of 5, I made a man cry. Then I knew I was qualified. And at the age of 6, I knew all the tricks that got me into the disco mix. At the age of 7, I went to heaven to rock a little, you know.